Today we're continuing to talk about the laws that govern faith or the kingdom of God. And today we're going to talk about three of those laws. That faith comes by hearing, you have to act on your faith, and also faith is voice activated. This will really help you, so stay tuned for the gospel truth.
He was like a brand new boy. We'd seen him for the first time since he was 3 months old with a clear face, a clear complexion. The spots on his skin, they were disappearing. And we were just like, we have a new kid. It was amazing. And he was happy.
Now, when she woke up, the first thing we said to her when she woke up was, Jesus has healed you. And she, as soon as she heard that, she smiled. She said, I want to eat.
And I'm like, yeah, now you can eat. I said to her, so what do you want to eat? She goes, I want some lunch. I want to go to McDonald's.
And I said, what do you mean she's healed? She's healed, she's healed. And we were just jumping for joy.
Wow. She took one hand on the covers and threw it back. She took her other arm and went straight across Andrew's chest and at the same time kicked with her feet to get those covers off.
And those little legs came swinging off of that pallet and they hit the floor.
February 1st, 2002, she comes to me, Mama, I've had a little prayer. I said, yeah, it's usually a little one. What is it? She said, I don't need these puffers anymore. I said, fine, you're done. And that was it. We threw them out. She's been drug-free, symptom-free since.
On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This is the beginning of my sixth week of teaching on the subject of God wants you well. So we've already covered 5 weeks worth of this teaching. I tell you, there have been some powerful, powerful, powerful things taught. We've already established that it is God's will, that He does want you well. I've answered some apparent contradictions to that in Scripture. I don't really see them as contradictions, but some people try and teach that God made Paul sick with a thorn in the flesh. I've answered those kind of things to show that no, God does want you well, that it's a part of the atonement of the Lord Jesus. We've talked about reasons why people aren't healed, and basically it comes down to our belief system. It doesn't have anything to do with your worth or your holiness or goodness, but it's what you believe. And anyway, we've covered a lot of things. Let me just real quickly make a statement. I hate to even bring this up, but I am going to bring it up that, you know, at the beginning of this series, I was saying it's been 36 years since I've been sick and that I've been able to put these truths into practice and walk in divine health. Well, in between my last taping and this taping, I just have to tell you, I got sick. I hate to admit it, but it's amazing how many people around my office have gotten a tremendous amount of encouragement out of the fact that I got sick. I don't totally understand that. I had one person make a comment that, well, you are human. Well, I never presented myself as anything else as far as I can see. But anyway, you know, it doesn't affect my belief system at all about it being God's will for me to be well. The way that I got sick was because I ministered 39 times in 1 week, plus I was lifting weights, plus I was doing some other things, and I was traveling on top of all of that, and I just got totally wiped out and wasted. And, you know, for 3 days, I couldn't stand up without getting dizzy and nearly, you know, everything beginning to spin. I wasn't sick. I was just exhausted. But I began to feel better. I went out and got a load of wood and brought it in, an entire pickup load of wood, and it was too much, too quick. Put me flat on my back again, and then I got something in my sinuses, and boy, my eyes swelled shut, and I spent 3 days being sick. To me, that doesn't undo the fact that it was God's will. You know, it really illustrates something, and that is that there's some natural things that you have to do. If you go out here and just abuse your body, which I didn't do it intentionally, but I did nonetheless, I overextended myself, and because of it, I just put myself in a depleted position. These things attacked me, and I got over it. It took me about 3 or 4 days to get over it, and I'm not saying that You know, I certainly am having to alter my testimony. I might have gone 36 plus years without being sick, but man, last week I was sick as a dog. But praise God, the word is still true, and we're talking about how do you get this healing power of God to operate. Well, for one thing, you can't just operate in faith and ignore natural things, which is really how I brought all of this stuff on myself. And it was just kind of a natural reaction. There would be a lot of applications of this. You know, a person can't just go out and eat junk food and never exercise and never take care of themselves and yet just speak the word and be well. There is a balance between doing the right thing and controlling yourself and at the same time believing God. You know, you could actually take an entire week or 2 weeks worth of programs and talk about nutritional and exercise and taking care of yourself. And I'm not saying that there's no value to that, but that's done a lot. As a matter of fact, in my estimation, it's done too much. You see too much emphasis on just the physical, natural side. I believe that there is a natural part to taking care of yourself and walking in health. But with most Christians, I believe it's presented as 80, 90% of your health is all what you eat, how you exercise, how you take care of yourself, and things like this. I believe that there's other things, such as honoring your father and mother. The scripture says in Exodus chapter 20 that if you honor your father and mother, you'll live long. It links respect for other people, treating other people correctly, as something that will grant you a long life. It says that a merry heart does good like a medicine. And I believe that your attitude has a lot to do with it. You know, I read a book recently about your thoughts, and this medical doctor was comparing them to toxic thoughts, just like taking something toxic like poison and taking it in your mouth. When you think incorrectly, there are toxic thoughts that pollute the cells in your body and cause these things. You know, I don't have any scripture that shows this exact ratio, but in my opinion, I believe that taking care of yourself physically, eating properly, and exercising is somewhere around 20-30% of the equation. And I believe that more importantly is honoring God, keeping your heart in a merry state. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Honoring your father and mother and all of the spiritual, emotional things, I believe, are way, way double importance over eating right and exercise. Now, again, that's an opinion. I don't know what makes my opinion inferior to other people's, but it's certainly not the norm today. Most people, even most Christians, I believe, take a humanistic approach towards health, that it's 80-90% all physical and just a very small percent believing God. I believe that ought to be inverted. So anyway, we've been talking about all of these things. This last Friday on my program, I was in Mark chapter 5, and I was showing that there are laws that govern how the kingdom of God operates. When I'm saying law, I'm implying that just like the law of gravity, there are things that are universal that will apply to everyone. There are no exemptions from this. It is constant, just like a law of gravity. And I think it's important for you to recognize that when it comes to healing, God doesn't indiscriminately just look down and heal one person and skip one person and heal another person. God's will is to heal everyone, but there are laws that govern how His healing power is released and how it manifests. And the truth is, most of us are ignorant of this concept that healing is governed by law. We think it's just up to the whim of God. And if we pray and ask to be healed and don't instantly see a manifestation, then immediately we go to doubting whether or not God loves us or whether He's pleased with us or if He's punishing us or something like this. See, that kind of an attitude is total unbelief, and it will stop the power of God from flowing. Just like electricity doesn't flow through wood the same as it flows through copper, well, likewise, the healing, delivering power of God does not flow through an attitude that says, God, if you wanted to, you could heal me. That will insulate, stop the power of God from flowing. It doesn't work that way. There are laws that govern how the power of God operates. And so we were taking this example out of Mark chapter 5, beginning in verse 25, where a woman came and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and instantly the power of God flowed out of him. She was instantly healed, and he turned around and said, "Who touched me?" Most people believe that's a totally rhetorical question, that of course Jesus knew everything. But the point I'm trying to make out of this is that Jesus didn't see this woman, size her up, evaluate whether she was good enough, holy enough, determined enough to merit this healing. No, there's just laws that govern the power of God. It's just like if you pick up a live wire that is conducting electricity through there, and if you're grounded when you touch that, the electric company doesn't kill you or shock you because they're teaching you a lesson or making you an example to other people. No, there's just laws that govern how electricity works. And if you violate those laws, misuse those laws, that power flows. People get killed, not because it was the will of the electric company. There are times that electricity doesn't flow, not because the laws don't work, but because somewhere down the line something has happened that has caused these laws that govern electricity to keep that electricity from being conducted through that wire. The same way, there are sometimes people don't get healed because God is bound by law. They aren't doing what the Word says. They aren't cooperating. They're violating all of these things, and yet they just wonder, why hasn't God healed me? There's other times that the healing power of God can actually work against you. The same laws that will produce healing in your body will stop healing from coming to pass in your body. Anyway, I've spent a couple of days talking about that. I hadn't got time to introduce this anymore, but let me show you some of these laws that are illustrated in this woman's life here in Mark chapter 5. In verse 25, it says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus." Here's one of the first laws. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. You got to hear. On our program last Friday, I was making a major point of this, that some people think, well, I've heard this before, let's go on. No, this is something that is so foundational, you can't bypass it. There are some of you that are watching this program, you're wanting me to somehow or another wave my hand over you, or you're thinking that listening to a program for 30 minutes just is by virtue of the fact that you spent 30 minutes devoted to this, that boom, instantly healing's going to come to pass. And then you go wash this down with watching something that is completely opposite all of the principles that I'm teaching. You go to work, you listen to ungodliness, you get involved in all of these other things, and somehow or another, you just think, well, why aren't I healed? Faith comes by hearing. And 30 minutes of hearing may help you, it may impact you, but it is not going to overcome an entire lifetime of wrong hearing. If you really understand this, and if you really accept that this is a law, it's something that's consistent, it's unalterable, you can't change this, then you are going to have to make a deliberate attempt to start hearing the truth about healing. You know, I had an email that I read today, and this wasn't on the subject of healing, but they said that this teaching of mine was setting them free. They felt like a fire had been lit on the inside of them, but they were having trouble really grasping it and putting it to practice in their life. And then the very next verse, the very next sentence says, "I go to a church that teaches against everything you preach." And then they went on to describe this dilemma. And you know what? Right there, they answered their own question. They hear the Word of God. The Holy Spirit bears witness. It's like fire burning in their heart. But they go listen to something totally contrary, and then they wonder, why is it that I'm having a hard time grasping and implementing this? If faith comes by hearing, well, unbelief also comes by hearing. This is a law of God. If you want the power of God, if you want healing to work in your life, then yes, you need to start listening to the true Word of God. I believe that these programs are presenting the truth of God's Word concerning healing, but you also are going to have to make a decision to quit listening to the other things that counter your faith in God. I tell you, this is just so simple. It's so simple that you have to have someone to help you to misunderstand this. And yet most people are doing a bang-up job of misunderstanding this. So it says that when she had heard of Jesus, that's one of the laws. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The second one is she came in the press behind and touched His garment. Now here's a second law that it governs healing, or you could say faith or the kingdom of God. And that is faith without works is dead. James chapter 2, verse 20. You can't just hear something. You can't just have faith come and your heart be stirred, but then you've got to believe it to the point that you are going to act on it. If I said, you know, if I was in a room with you and there was a number of people there, and if I said, this building's on fire, we're all going to die if we don't get out of here. If you really believed that what I said was true, I guarantee you there would be actions. Now, people can react differently. Some people might faint. Some people might scream. Some people might panic. Some people might do something to put out the fire. Some people might ask for more direction and what do I do or something. But for a person to just sit there and smile and say, you know, I really believe you, but it doesn't cause any action on your part, we would think that person is crazy. Well, likewise, for a person to say, oh, I believe what the Word says, but then you aren't going to act in agreement with what you say you believe, then you're killing your own faith. Faith without works is dead. Boy, these are two powerful things, and really, I'm saying this so quickly, I could preach on each one of these things for a week. How important it is to hear the truth. That's how faith comes to you, is by hearing. But then you have to be a doer of the Word and not a hearer only. You've got to start acting on the Word of God. And I couldn't tell you how many times I've seen healing come to a person, but they wouldn't act in agreement. And because of that, they didn't see the physical manifestation. You know, it comes to mind this woman, it's a long story, I'll cut it short, but she was brought to me on her deathbed. The doctor said she had less than a week. Her family was all around her, her young teenage daughters crying. And I prayed for her, and these tumors that were the size, I don't know, they were 5 and 6 inches in diameter, and they were open and spurting blood, and she had to have these patches on her, these bandages that were soaking up the blood, and the woman was just nearly dead. Within 2 days, those things had shrunk to the size of a dime and a quarter. She had 3 of them. She went to a doctor. He just cut them off in the waiting room. I mean, it was miraculous. She went from being virtually dead to the doctor saying that you don't have any trace of cancer in your body. It was miraculous. But just to make sure, he says, let's start chemotherapy. And so this woman went ahead and took chemotherapy, had an allergic reaction to this chemotherapy, and nearly died. Spent 2 weeks in intensive care. She was in a city about 500-600 miles away. They finally brought her home. When she came home, I went to see her, and she says, man, I was totally healed. And I said, I know, so why did you take this chemotherapy? And she says, well, I don't need it, but other people, the doctor and my mother and family and friends thought that, you know, it was just wisdom to go ahead and do all of this. And I said, chemotherapy will kill a well person. I said, if you believe that Jesus healed you, then you're going to have to act in faith. And she says, well, would you take chemotherapy? I said, I've never taken chemotherapy. You know why I don't? She says, why? And I said, because I don't believe I'm sick. It's not that I'm against taking my dog to a vet. You know, I don't mind people to take their dog to a vet, but I'm not going to take my dog to a vet. You know why? Because I don't have a dog. If I had a dog, maybe I'd take it to a vet. But say, if the reason I don't go to the doctor, the reason I don't take medication is because I don't believe I'm sick. Eventually, and there is a fine line here, and I know that there's going to be people who are so concerned about somebody misunderstanding what I'm saying that they won't speak out the truth because they're thinking liability and all of these kind of things. Eventually, if you say you believe you're well, you're going to have to act like a well person. A well person doesn't lay in bed all day, doesn't take medication, doesn't plan on being sick, doesn't revolve their life around being sick. There has to be corresponding actions to your faith. And so I have people come to me all the time and say, so should I quit taking my medication? And I said, I can't tell you that. It depends on what you believe. And they said, well, what would you do? And I said, what I would do isn't what you should do. It depends on what you believe. If you believe you're sick, you need to take medication. If you don't believe you're sick, then you don't need to take medication. And if somebody listening to that goes out and throws their medication away and died, then they come back to me and say, well, you gave them wrong advice. No, I didn't. They didn't believe. Because if they truly believed, it would have worked. They may have wanted to believe. They may have thought that by going ahead and acting like they believe, that that somehow or another causes faith to come. No, faith only comes by hearing the Word of God. Works, actions do not make faith come. But once faith has come, it's not going to be complete or mature until eventually you act like you really believe what you say you believe. Again, I'm going through this very quickly. There's much more that could be said about that, but that is a powerful, powerful truth. So right here are two laws of faith. You first of all have to hear. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. Then you've got to do something. This woman heard about Jesus, and then she put some action to her faith. She went and persisted and touched His garment. And look at this in the 28th verse. It says, "For she said, if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole." Here is another law of faith, and that is that faith is voice activated. You have to speak faith. You know, there's many scriptures. The Bible says the righteousness, which is of faith, speaks on this wise. In other words, if you are truly believing God, it will cause you to speak. Jesus said over in Matthew chapter 12, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Words are important. Words are how God created this universe, how He created the world, how He created our bodies. Bodies were created by words. Therefore, words are like the parent force, the creative force that created all of these physical things around us. And your body will respond to words. You know, I'm not going to have time on today's broadcast to go into full explanation of this, but we'll begin to deal with this tomorrow. And I'm going to show you some things that the Bible has to say about your words. But see, this woman right here, whether she ever read these scriptures like Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, or any of these or not, I don't know. But this woman operated in this law of faith that is called that you have to speak your faith. Faith has to be spoken. It has to be acted on, yes, but it also has to be spoken. And she said, "If I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole." Man, that is a powerful truth. You can use your mouth as a weapon against sickness. Now, this will work in all areas of your life, but I've been teaching on healing. And this is something that a lot of people do not understand. But your mouth is one of your strongest weapons against sickness. Sad to say, with most people, it hasn't been a weapon against sickness, but it's been an inroad of sickness into our life. And I'm not just talking about your oral cavity that you've contracted something through that. I'm saying the words that you speak have brought sickness into your life. And I know that there's people watching this program that think, "Oh, this is weird and crazy. You're thinking that I'm sick because I've said some words." You know, you can't contract cancer by the words that you speak. You are looking at only physical, humanistic ways, some way to put into a test tube to prove that I contracted this thing. It was a viral infection. It was this or it was that. Whether you like this or not, the Bible, and I'll explain this in more detail on our program tomorrow, says that you will have what you say. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. Not only life, but also death. And you are snared by the words of your mouth. You're hung by your tongue. I'm telling you, the words that you speak are a spiritual force. They release either God's supernatural healing power, or they can release the devil's destroying, destructive power. Words are important. And you may not like that, but as I've explained on previous broadcasts, this is a law of God. You may think that it's easier to work with wood than it is with copper, and so you wire your house with wood. But it doesn't matter what you think is easier. The law of electricity will not allow electricity to flow through wood the same way it flows through copper. Likewise, you may not like this about the words that you speak. You may think this is silly, but it's a truth. And I'm going to back it up by a lot of scripture on our program tomorrow, and I'm going to show you that this is one of the laws of God. And if you want to start getting healed, you are going to have to tame your tongue. You're going to have to rein in the words that you say and start speaking in accordance with God's Word. Boy, that is a powerful, powerful truth. Now, there's so much that I'd love to share. I've got this entire album on God Wants You Well. We're making the fourth teaching in this album available as our gift to you. We also have that little booklet on God Wants You Well with a lot of printed things, some testimonies in it. We've got our Healing Journeys Volume 1 that has all of these testimonies that we've used during these 6 weeks. And we still have another great testimony to come this week. So we've got a lot of product. I'd encourage you to listen as our announcer gives you that information. And please take advantage of these materials. And then make sure you join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Andrew's teaching titled, God Wants You Well, has impacted thousands of people, producing miracles of healing around the world. We've collected 5 miracle stories in one DVD that will inspire you and supercharge your faith. You'll witness the powerful recovery of Nikki Oshinsky after a 5-year illness, plus a brand new interview filmed 7 years later. You'll be inspired by the Petersons' year-long journey to see their son Jason receive a dramatic healing, and Shirley Vaughn's fight for total health against a lifelong digestive disorder. Rejoice at Leslie and Mary Decker's healings from asthma and the Terades family's journey to seeing their daughter Hannah snatched from the jaws of death. The DVD is titled Healing Journeys Volume 1, and it's available for a gift of any amount when you request item number T3005D. The teaching that lies behind each of these miracles is Andrew's 4-part album titled God Wants You Well. It's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for album T1036 and be sure to specify whether you'd like a CD album or a DVD album made from our television programs. The 4th teaching in the series is also available for a donation. But if you're unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this 4th CD free of charge. Request teaching TI4 titled The Laws of Faith when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. You can reach us through our website where you can order ministry materials online. Plus, there's a wealth of free ministry material at www.awmi.net. Or you can use credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas for a men's conference August 28th and 29th at Agape Church on August 30th, in Charlotte, North Carolina, September 13th through the 18th, and in Johnson City, Tennessee, September 19th and 20th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more gospel truth.
The Bible says you have to believe that the words that you speak are coming to pass. And I tell you, there is not one out of 1 million people today that put that kind of an importance on words.